Hi, I'm Monica Hallan, and this is my podcast, Let's Talk Money. Every Friday, a new episode will drop that gives you a snapshot analysis of one money-related topic that has meaning in your life. And then I answer your money questions. My hope is to put you on the path to financial stability and freedom. So, let's talk money. Stock markets going up and down are always in the news, and some of us are clued into how they're doing on a daily basis. But have you ever thought, what is equity? What are stocks? And why is it a good thing to invest in? You have to understand that equity is an asset class that signifies ownership of a business. Owning equity in one's own business or in somebody else's business means taking the risk of being an entrepreneur directly or indirectly. What is the risk? It's the risk of business failing and the value of your equity, of your money going to zero. But there is also the possibility of growing the business, making profits that encourages so many investors towards owning equity. So equity is the ownership of an asset. A sole proprietor owns 100% of her business. A partner could own 50% of the equity in the business. A 5% share of a family business by a grandchild is his equity in the family business. A stock is a single unit of that equity ownership. A stock is a subset of the broader term equity. Stocks are usually listed on a stock market and are tradable, though, of course, there are unlisted stocks as well. A buyer of a stock is purchasing a very tiny share in the equity of a listed company from a seller through the stock exchange. So let's understand this a little deeper. A business always will need capital to start operations. For example, you can have an entrepreneur who wants to make a specific auto part. To set up production, he will have to buy raw materials, hire labor, do the marketing. He will need money to pay these bills before he can start production and before the revenue begins to come in. So he puts in 4 crore of his own funds. And this then is his equity in the business. He is 100% owner of this business. Now suppose that the business does well and a year later, the profits on 4 crore of his investment are 1 crore. He can take this profit out of the company as a dividend or the share of profit that he's entitled to. Since he owns the whole company, he gets all the dividends. But he realizes that the demand for his auto part has gone up, and he needs to invest in another production line. More raw materials, more labor, more. He needs another 6 crore to invest back into the business. He can now choose not to draw that 1 crore of dividend and invest it back as his own equity. But he's still short of money for the expansion. He can now ask his friends and family to contribute, and he moves from a single ownership to multiple owners with 5 new shareholders. He gets 5 more people. He owns half the company with his 5 crore of capital now. And the additional 5 crore is split between 5 people, each of who bring in 1 crore each. The share of each new person is now 10%. She has a 10% equity through holding 1 stock with a face value of 1 crore. But let's say this business keeps growing and needs even more capital. Now, the owners of the business can collect money from the general public through the issue of shares via what is called an initial public offering or an IPO on the stock market. There are many, many rules put in place by the capital market regulator, the Securities and Exchange Board of India, that the promoters will have to follow before they can list on any of the exchanges in India. Each share, which has today a face value of 1 crore, will be split into 10 lakh shares with a face value of rupees 10 each. The share ownership entitles shareholders to dividends and other features such as rights and bonuses. Shareholders also get to vote on key company proposals at annual general meeting of shareholders. For mega companies like Reliance, the AGM is a huge affair with thousands of shareholders attending the meeting, which is held sometimes in an auditorium and earlier even in a stadium. The key feature of an equity holder, and this is important, is that what you have is a limited liability. The skin in the game is limited to the amount invested in the shares of the business. If the business has debts, goes into liquidation, the personal assets of the shareholders are not at stake. Their liability is to the extent of the capital they have invested, and that can go to zero, but nothing beyond that. The liability in structures like sole proprietorships and partnerships can be very different than just the capital invested. And in some cases, it can extend to pay off loans. Why do investors like to invest in shares of somebody else's company? Well, two reasons mainly. One, that dividend that mature companies give out can be quite good. Young companies in a high growth phase of their life cycle reinvest most of the profits back into the company. But as the company matures, the growth could slow down, reducing the need for fresh infusions of capital, leaving the profits free for distribution. This sharing of profits pro rata to the number of shares held is called a dividend. Two, investors invest in stocks because they look for profits through their ownership of these financial assets. As the company grows, the shares gather value as profits make the value of the share go up much above the face value of the share. Equity is known to be an asset class that gives inflation and tax plus returns and is seen as an asset class which is a real way to build long-term wealth. It is also seen as a risky asset because a company can fail and the value of the share can go down to zero. Okay, on to questions. May, what's there in that bag of yours?
This question comes in from Buna. This is from Abhishek Sharma. He says, it's my first job and I'm getting $25,000 per month. So after my expenses, I'm left with around $8,000 to $10,000 every month. I'm preparing an emergency fund and I've taken health insurance as well. But I wanted to ask you, where should I invest this money or should I keep it in a savings account?
Abhishek from Pune, you're starting out really well with some basic steps already in place. I want you to check if you have a cash flow system in place, that is creating three bank accounts and using one for income, one for spending, and one for storing your savings. Your emergency fund can be parked in a fixed deposit rather than keeping it in a savings deposit. And remember, as you complete every 2 months of the spending target, create a fixed deposit. This prevents you from breaking the whole emergency fund when something is needed because smaller FDs are far more flexible. The premium for the health insurance you should start accumulating in your income account and transfer it to the spend it account when it becomes due. Once your salary goes up, you can then start saving for your short, medium and long-term goals in products that are suited for these goals. Remember, there is no equity for short-term goals, some equity for medium-term goals and 100% equity for goals that are more than 10 years away from today, Abhishek.
This question comes in from Saumitri Dash. He says, I'm 40 and I started working late, and at this age, due to a lot of family commitments, I don't have any bank savings of any kind. I have a daughter who's 10 and a son who's 6. I need to do some real work to save money for their and my future. My salary at the moment is just below 2 lakhs per month, a job which I got after some serious technical skill training. It would be helpful if you can advise on how and what steps I need to take to attain financial security.
Saumitri, what you have working in your favor are two things. One, you still have 20 years ahead of you to keep working and earning. Two, you know that you have had a late start in your earning and investing journey and will need to do much more than somebody who began earlier. Your positives are that you have a salary of 2 lakhs a month. That already puts you in the top 5% of Indians. Did you know that? You wrote that you did some serious technical skill training to get here. Well, the input and output is looking clear. To advance further in your career, to earn more, you need to continue on the path of skill development over the years. You know, I tend to look at my own CV every 6 months to see if I can add something that I've done in that period. If your CV is not moving in terms of additional accomplishments or milestones, it is a cause for concern. So skill upgradation is an ongoing process. What are your steps to financial security? One, you start a three bank account cash flow system. Read my book, Let's Talk Money, or listen to a previous episode of this pod to know more about that. build an emergency fund with at least 6 months of monthly expenses in it. 3. Buy a pure term life cover of at least 10 times of your annual income. 4. Buy a family floater for health insurance of at least rupees 10 lakh. Now, your money is ready for long-term investing. Break up the investing money into 3 buckets, a quarter each for short and medium-term goals, and half the savings towards retirement. I'm hoping that you already have a home that is loan-free, else you will need to plan for that also. Your target is to be debt-free by your mid-50s. Have the money for the education of your kids and your retirement in place by that time. My sense is you might have to keep working well into your 60s because your runway is shorter than that of a younger person. So keep honing those skills so that work continues to come to you long after you turn 60. You do still have age on your side, so don't waste the next decade, Saumitri. This is your make or break 10 years.
This next one is from Shubhamoy Mukherjee in Hooghly. He says, I'm the only child at home and I'm 27 now. I've been working for around 3 years and I've switched jobs from my domain of study. I earn a decent amount and I'm able to care for myself and my parents as they're both in their early and late 60s. I'm from a lower middle class family and I'm about to get married, so I'm saving for that in a mutual fund. But due to my father, who had a financial crisis in his business, we are in a tight position financially. I see people around me and I feel confused as to what to do. I feel I'm stagnating and I'm very confused. What should I do about my finances?
Subhamoy, it is indeed heartening to see that you live the Indian dream of doing well, progressing in your life while looking after your parents. According to your data, I sense the need to build a strong foundation for your money. There will always be attractions like the get-rich-quick schemes that will come and try and trap you. Stay away from deals and investments that look too good to be true. They are usually scams. Stay away from bundled life insurance products like ULIPs, endowment, and money-back plans. They don't work for the policyholder, but make money for the agent, the bank, and the insurance company. Don't get trapped in a large EMI real estate deal. If you have your own home, resist the urge to invest in real estate. The yield is tiny and there are costs that you don't consider when you get into the investment. Your ideal way forward is to build the following. 1. Emergency fund of 6 months of living expenses. Use a fixed deposit for it. 2. Buy a pure term life cover for yourself. If your parents are dependent on you, then make your wife and your parents 1/3 share beneficiaries of the policy. Begin investing for your future in a mix of fixed deposits and mutual funds. I would advise you to begin with index funds on the Sensex or Nifty 50 as a much lower risk way of approaching the equity market. Buy a direct plan, go with a growth option. Once again, Subhamoy, your biggest risk today is a scam or a crypto deal that has the potential to derail your finances. I wish you all the very best. And that's a wrap for today. I enjoy answering your money questions. Remember, I don't look at individual portfolios. I don't recommend products. Look upon this space as a place to ask strategy questions, doubts, and just basic things that you might not understand. Each time you have a good money outcome, I feel that I have won. To make sure that you don't miss an episode, press follow and help your friends get money smart by sharing a link with them. You can reach out to me at mailme@monicahullan.com. That's Monica with a K. Tag my social media handles @MonicaHullan. And finally, remember that you should have money and money should not have you. So let's talk money again soon. Bye.
Let's Talk Money is hosted by Monica Hullan. This is a Made in India production. Creative Director, May Mariam Thomas. Project Manager, Sean Phantom. Head of Audio Production, Karthik Kulkarni. Producer, Meghna Gulati. Sound Editor, Lakshman Parasuram. Artwork Design by Alika Gupta.